Welcome to Your Money Matters, a personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday evening, December 1st. I'm Hank Weisbecker. This time, why you should not overspend this holiday season, and does the money the U.S. spends on healthcare get results? Many of us feel compelled to overspend during the holiday retail season, but Gail Cunningham of the National Foundation for Credit Counseling says that is not a good idea.
We need to be very careful, particularly if we have existing debt. It makes no sense at all to add new debt on top of existing debt, because then you end up paying interest on the interest.
Cunningham says maxing out your credit on holiday shopping can come back to haunt you.
None of us have a crystal ball, so we don't need to put ourselves into a position where we do not have access to credit because we may need it.
The NFCC says excessive debt often leads to making payments late or missing payments entirely, which can impact your all-important credit score. The NFCC says debt can keep you up at night, distract you from your job and home life, and also cause marital strife. As we continue, we spend a lot on healthcare, but is it getting results?
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Hey, Mom, are you coming to dance class tonight?
Daddy is. Mommy has to work.
Okay, cool.
My husband and I share everything. Cooking, cleaning, childcare. We have to. We couldn't make ends meet without two incomes, and that kept us worried. We knew if something happened to either one of us, the rest of the family could be in big trouble financially. But we kept putting off getting life insurance because we thought it would be too expensive. Then we found AIG Direct. We were surprised to find that through AIG Direct, a $250,000 policy is less than $14 a month. Now we're protected with AIG, and that feels good.
Helping to protect your family through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct now and get a free no-obligation quote in less than 5 minutes. Call now and you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-425-9912. That's 1-800-425-9912. 1-800-425-9912.
The Commonwealth Fund has been comparing the health outcomes of the United States and those of 10 other wealthy countries. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman tells us what the findings say about the health of seniors.
What they found was that people over 65 in the United States are much more likely to have a chronic condition and, in fact, to be suffering from two or more chronic conditions. That's way worse here than in any of these other 10 countries.
Newman says one problem is a lot of people don't get insurance until they turn 65.
That means we just have a less healthy population. Then when people turn 65, it's not as if they enter Medicare and all those health problems disappear. I mean, we're talking about chronic problems like diabetes, obesity, heart disease, hypertension.
Newman says the U.S. is not getting a good return on its investment.
We spend more per person by far than any other country in the world, and we get worse results than almost everybody who spends anywhere near what we spend.
Newman says a real incentive to make Medicare more effective and efficient could come when the program starts to run out of money, which experts now expect to happen around 2030. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Hank Weisbecker at the Wall Street Journal.